This is the voice of Washington Agriculture, brought to you daily by the Washington Farm Bureau.
From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson. It's called the Conservation and Innovation Climate Partnership Act of 2023, and in theory would allocate funding for land-grant institutions like WSU to partner with farmers to boost conservation and innovation climate practices. One of the sponsors, U.S. Representative Dan Newhouse, says it's great because many of our farmers are already responsible stewards of the land.
We have a lot of people that are very forward-thinking, already have had in practice, in some cases, many years, some of the things that are being encouraged right now at a national level.
So Newhouse says, push for more, but appreciate existing efforts.
I've been pushing for a long time that it's important that we not only encourage new people to start utilizing some of these techniques and programs, but essentially reward those that have been engaged in them for a long time and reward good behavior.
The legislation, Newhouse says, could also encourage more and better research.
It also fosters, I think, a partnership with these research institutions as well. So they'll be on the cutting edge of techniques through this funding grant and, like I said, helping to foster doing the right thing, climate speaking, on our farms in the Pacific Northwest.
The act would provide $13 million in funding for four-year grants with a maximum grant of $400,000.
Voice of Washington Agriculture, presentation of the Washington Farm Bureau and the Ag Information Network.